Welcome to Her Story, a project by Chick History. I'm your host, Rebecca Price. For 1 year, we asked 50 contemporary women to share the story of the historical woman who has inspired her. Join us every week for a new story of inspiration, from the headliners to the lesser-known gems.
Dust off the books, read all the letters, preserve with time. Dig out the truth written between the lines. Her hair's still brick, cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten.
Joining us today for her story number 40 is librarian, archives consultant, and writer Melissa Mannon. Melissa's work aims to foster cultural awareness and information literacy through projects, programs, workshops, writings, and social media engagement. She's the founder of Archives Info, an archives and cultural heritage consulting firm, where she has worked with such nonprofits as the New Hampshire Local Records Education Project and the Essex Natural Heritage Committee. She is also currently the information specialist slash librarian at Goffston High School. To learn more about Melissa and her work, you can visit her website, archivesinfo.com, and you can follow her on Twitter, @archivesinfo. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Rebecca.
And which woman have you chosen to share with us today?
I've chosen Ida Anna Ryan, who is an architect from Waltham, Massachusetts.
Well, please share with us just a little bit about Ida Anna Ryan.
I came across Ida Anna Ryan through a collection that was donated to the Waltham Public Library when I worked there as the archivist. She is a member of the Ryan family, which is a prominent family in Waltham. And most Waltham people, I would say, know her brother, who was a Waltham historian. And his name appears all over the records in town. He also served on some prominent committees. But when the collection was donated to me, it was Ida Anna Ryan who really caught my eye because she was the outstanding woman in the family. Her uncle and father had been through the Civil War and the Gold Rush, and we had records related to them and also, of course, related to her brother. But her history is really what caught my eye. She was the first woman to be graduated from MIT with a graduate degree in architecture, and she was one of the first women in the United States to set up an architectural firm. She was also a suffragette, and we had some really interesting materials related to that aspect of her life as well. She was born in 1873 and went to MIT at the turn of the century and was graduated, I believe, in 1907, around that time, and she set up an architectural firm in Waltham in 1909, and quickly brought on a woman named Florence Luscombe, who was better known, or is better known at this time, for her work as a suffragette. So she had that in common with Ida Anna Ryan. And they worked together in Waltham for quite some time, built some well-known buildings. They even built a hospital together, I believe, in Nashua, New Hampshire. They built homes. So she built private and public buildings, residences, and larger buildings, which was really unusual, obviously, for women at that time, since she was one of the first in this field. As I understand it, they had to, not only did they have an incredible talent, but they had to be able to showcase their talent, and they sometimes came up against people who didn't let them move forward the way that they wanted to, because they were women. But they did a lot of work in Waltham, and eventually it became a difficult place to work, I think because of the economy. And Ida Anna Ryan ended up going to Florida, where she became a prominent architect and set up a firm with a woman named Isabel Roberts. And they worked out of, I forget which area, but she built buildings in Orlando and St. Cloud and all around Florida, and is well known down there for doing that kind of work. We don't have many records related to Ida Anna Ryan in Waltham, or we didn't. I suspect that MIT has more records, but I didn't get to do the research. One of the great things about archives that I find is making those connections between institutions, and I hope that somebody picks up Ida Anna Ryan and makes those connections and digs up those records. I haven't found anything about her later life. I can tell you a little bit about her work as a suffragette, and one of my favorite things in the collection is in the Waltham Public Library's collection, is a picture that supposedly her brother, Albert Ryan, made that says Waltham, I forget how many states, a certain number of states can allow women to vote, why not in Waltham? And I just love the connection that her brother was actually supporting her with her suffragette work, because I think this was unusual at the time, and it really was vital for women to be able to move ahead, to have some kind of support, and it seems like Miss Ryan had the support of her family that allowed her to become so prominent and to do all this work to get women the right to vote. But really, very little is known about her. It's just these two outstanding things, that she was one of our first architects and that she was apparently very active in the suffragette movement.
And what about Ida is so inspiring for you, Melissa?
Ida Anna Ryan is part of a long chain of women who have kind of come to me in my life, I guess, both living women and women in history. I was very inspired in college by my college mentor, Merrill Witzling, who was a women's studies professor as well as an art history professor, and she really opened my eyes to looking for women in history and the understanding that women's histories often go undocumented. So it's become kind of one of my goals in life to bring these women's stories to the forefront. And when Ida Anna Ryan came to me in the Ryan collection, it was kind of an aha moment. Here's a woman who is kind of buried in the papers, and I have the opportunity to bring her to life, so to speak. Then when I started learning about her and realizing that she was not just a member of the Ryan family, but was really a prominent prominent person in her own right, that really got me excited. And she's someone who kind of always sits in the back of my brain, one of these women who I think, wow, if it weren't for these people, I wouldn't be able to do what I do today. She really helped break barriers down, helped women, men recognize that women could be as good as they are at things like architecture. So she inspires me that way. Whenever I think things are difficult, I just think about the women who made it easier for me and think, wow, maybe it's not quite so difficult for me. I have the opportunity very often when I get collections in an archival institution to look through them and to find women similar to Ida Anna Ryan. Unfortunately, it's more collections of men that we get, so the women kind of stick with me longer than the men because there are fewer of them. Miss Ryan and women like her inspire me to encourage people to look in their own archives, which would be the records that they have that we have in our own homes. People often don't realize that our own family papers are archives, and they help tell the story of our family, but they also help tell a larger story about our culture and how things have changed and about different communities. So I want them to recognize that papers like those that came to me from the Ryan family, all of us have something like that in our attics or basements or hidden in our filing cabinets. And if we can dig them out, we might learn more about history in general, but specifically more about women's history, because a lot of women's history has been lost. I think of Laurel Thatcher Ulrich and her work about midwives. She found a diary about a midwife that was just hidden in an archives. But when she found it and did her work with it, it changed her whole view of what women were like in the 18th century and how women operated and how people thought of women and just how society operated. So if we can dig these materials out of people's homes and really maybe focus on women a little more, maybe we can have a more complete story of our history.
And I second that, Melissa. Hear, hear. So what about a book? What do you recommend to listeners so that they can start digging out these stories and helping write and create a more complete history of women?
Well, I'd like to recommend my own book, which is Preserving Memories. It came out last year, and it talks about how to dig up or to document your own family history, to find the materials within your own homes and in your own communities that can help tell your family story. And I do highlight some of the women in my own family who have inspired me, just like Ida Anna Ryan. And I talk about ways to bring the whole story together and ways you can preserve your own papers and who else might be interested in them. Because many people say, I know I have papers, but who cares about my family? And I hope that this book helps tell people that our own personal papers are part of a larger general history, and your family history is as important as a famous family.
Well, there you have it for Ida Anna Ryan. Melissa, thank you so much for sharing her story with us.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
To learn more about her story and other projects by Chick History, you can visit the website chickhistory.com. And please join us every week for another story of an inspirational woman in history.
I'm here to tell a story, something precious and fine, about a woman who made a difference with her life. She might not be known, but to only a few, her story remembered here is gonna change that view. Her history cannot be left behind. She shall not be forgotten. Her story not forgotten.